the parking garage open?
I have my ways.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you know where the little
hidden? I know.
Yeah, you have. There's a troll underneath the garage.
Is that right?
Gate. Yeah, and you have to go down and you have to pay him or talk dirty to him or listen to his jokes.
Which did you do?
All of the above.
Oh,
he
wow.
was being a total jerk today. So I had to do all of it.
I parked on the street.
Did you really?
Yeah,
Hey, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. I see it. It's on its side burning already. This is a rough neighborhood in Burbank.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, no, the building's all locked up tight.
Yes, it is.
I know. I was like, I woke up and I'm like, Mom, I don't want to go to radio. It's supposed to be a day off. I'm going to stay home and sleep.
Listen, if you're going to have to work, this is a good job.
This is a great job if you have to actually have a job. Yeah, unbeatable.
How was your weekend?
Fabulous. Too short. It was just 2 days. Should have been 3 days.
Yeah.
But other than that, I'm still sick. I can't shake this. Yeah. I mean,
is it just the cough now?
Just the cough now.
Yep.
Plus, you kind of feel the weird stuff in your head, which keeps you from drinking heavily.
Yes.
Drinking, of course, but not heavily.
I mean, I think drinking helped. This is my theory.
Yeah.
When I was doing mornings on the other station and I would have a cough, I would gargle with vodka.
Yes.
Thinking that the alcohol would kill the germs.
Hey, man, I don't care if it works or not. I approve.
I would do it.
Yeah.
And I eventually ran it past doctors and they said no. But I mean,
what do they know?
It seemed like it was helping.
Hey, I went to school.
It seemed like it was helping.
Idea. Plus, it was an excuse to accidentally swallow a lot of it.
Right. Sure. That happens. What are you going to do?
Exactly.
Let's talk about today's show, shall we? Give me five.
Yeah. Songs with back in the title. Baby Got Back. So we're going to play just five Sir Mix-a-Lot. Five times in a row.
Excellent.
Yep.
One American Dollar, Dumbest Man in America. Skills you thought you'd never use. We're going to talk about in the 4 o'clock hour.
Okay.
Because there's one that I objected to so strongly and argued to the point of being an asshole.
And I know exactly what you're talking about, and I love it. And I think a lot of people are in exactly your boat that are our age.
I hope so.
Yes.
People are dumb. And stealing from a church. Who would do that?
Nobody. Nobody I know. Oh, look at that cone still sitting over here in the studio.
I don't know
where that came from.
Coming up next on 95.5 KLOS.
A lot of violins and strings in that song from 93. It was kind of weird because that was the early 90s, and for so long it had been synthesizers. You know, even if you were doing rock or whatever, they just kind of abandoned those.
I remember
really weird hearing Alice in Chains, some of the heavy stuff with, like, you know, basses. It was awesome.
It was a weird time.
Yeah, it was.
I want to tell you a story about a church in Dallas called Oak Cliff Church.
Talk to me, freaky.
They're not in a great neighborhood.
Okay.
So they've had some break-ins.
Sure. And who breaks into a church?
Right?
I could tell you a story about some bikers who broke into a church when we lived in the desert and had a hell of a party in there and trashed the place.
Is that right?
Wow, did they go to town in there. And I'm just like thinking, damn.
This story is different.
Okay.
In that the church decided to put up a security fence so that people couldn't get to the church.
Nothing says more welcoming than a security fence at a church.
And now somebody has stolen the actual security fence. They didn't get past it. They stole it.
That's just mean.
Here's the report.
Straight up mean.
The church will have to spend thousands of dollars to replace what was stolen this week. Part of its security system, wrought iron fence panels, and a gate.
You know, most of the thefts that take place inside church buildings have to do with air conditions being stolen or electronics, musical instruments. But this time, what was taken is what was put up to prevent crime.
That's just crazy. That's just mean. They're like, oh, I see.
You're going to put up a fence?
We can use that somewhere.
We'll take it.
Yeah, I'll have that.
Thank
I can put it around my house so nobody can break into my house.
I was like, this cannot be happening.
Eight panels plucked from the wrought iron fence in the back of the Way Fellowship Church of Dallas parking lot.
Way fella.
The panels pilfered sometime after Sunday service and Monday afternoon.
By the way, the panels pilfered is a pretty good twofer right
there. The panels pilfered.
Who uses the word pilfered?
I don't know, but I like it.
I do too.
I'm on it.
What do you say to the people who did this?
God bless you, but the wrath of God will be upon you for taking from the house of God.
Woo!
That's, of course, the pastor.
Woo! I don't know, man. That's hardcore.
Had you experienced break-ins, burglaries? Is that why you put the fence up or what?
Yes, we've had multiple break-ins. We had a huge sliding gate, as you can see, that goes through these rollers. It's now gone.
Wow.
The whole sliding gate to open up the parking lot was not there.
Wow. That is just, that's, man.
And I just want to say, who would steal from a church?
Yeah, I can't imagine, Kevin.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I remember some fellow, I can't remember who it was, at some radio station.
That is some bad karma on you.
Wanted like a traffic cone, and it appeared in the studio. It's been there forever. No, I don't
that
remember.
That guy's going straight to hell. You know how towns try to upgrade their downtown?
Yes, clean it up.
Falling apart, clean it up.
Sure.
Put in some new restaurants, that kind of thing.
Find those old buildings, get them fixed back up, take those 70s facades off.
They're trying to do this in Boston, in downtown Boston, with giant clown heads. Giant clown heads are now hanging over an alley in downtown Boston.
Oh, my God.
Look at those.
What? What?
Giant clown heads that are just stuck between walls.
That's a horror movie. That's not improving downtown. That's someone's idea of a joke they got passed.
Two floating clown heads just off Washington Street. At first, you see their red noses, and then you see the whole thing.
Oh, my God.
Despite some online theories, the clowns are, in fact, supposed to be there.
What are some of the theories?
Downtown Boston Business Improvement District
was really, really drunk.
Commissioned the art installation.
Art installation. Well, there's your problem.
As part of its larger winteractive art experience.
There's some art thing on the 170 northbound, and it's just like, it looks like people on, I don't know, it's just so terrible. And I'm just like, that's...
You can't even describe it?
No, it's like stick figures come to life. It's like these multicolored stick figures, and they're out playing ball on the side of the 170 freeway.
So you can look at it and go, yeah, that's I can see that someone's trying to do an art installation.
Yes, and they failed. And clearly it was signed off on. And it's like, art is so subjective.
Yes, it is.
What a terrible... But clown heads!
Clowns.
Wow.
I don't know how a whole group of people gets together and decides on clown heads.
That's one person in the meeting going, I never get my way. I'm getting it this time.
Probably, you know? Yes. We wanted another reason for people to visit downtown, especially in the winter.
But we couldn't come up with any.
Who's
so going to
go down there and look at giant clown heads?
One.
What are they thinking?
Psychos.
This is an artist who apparently is in Canada and has taken them from Canadian city to Canadian city.
These clown heads?
Yes.
It was like the sheets. Remember here they had the big, huge sheets?
I do remember that.
It's like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of like,
well, that's a lot of sheets.
There you go.
Oh, well. Sure is a lot of sheets.
I wonder how much money was spent on that.
Right.
But still beats clown heads.
Oh, agreed. Everything beats clown heads.
Everything beats clown heads.
I don't know. I don't know how they decide things like that, but that's Boston. You know what a skid loader is?
Skid loader?
Yeah.
I know what a skip loader is.
What is a skip loader?
It's a...
Is like, it one of those things with a bucket on front?
Yeah, kind of.
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Same
thing. Skid loader?
It's got two arms.
Okay.
On either side of the driver.
This is technical talk here.
And then it has a scoop on the front of it.
A scoop?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Very important to this story.
Okay, all right.
People are dumb when you're a dum-dum. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I mean, when I hear skid loader, I think butt. Because, you know, you're that's how you load the skid marks, is your butt. That's what I was thinking.
I've never... can we cut that out?
Sure, yeah.
Before it airs?
Yeah. We'll fix it in post.
Here's the story.
Okay.
I don't know what makes someone do something like that. I guess Nebraska's the new Florida. I'm going to start seeing Nebraska Man headlines everywhere.
Oh, this is a guy who loves himself. And he was the lone person that they interviewed on the news.
He's the only person in Nebraska.
About Samuel Perot, 36 years old, who drove a skid loader and ran it into as many vehicles as he could.
Oh, what
he
a
was
fun
mad.
Fella. He's angry.
He was upset.
Lincoln police say a man behind the wheel of a Bobcat skid loader damaged a number of vehicles on Sunday afternoon, including a police cruiser.
He's so cheerful. Including a police cruiser. Can you believe it, friends? My goodness.
He seems very low-key to me.
It's super low-key.
Yeah.
That's because the first weird thing that's happened in Nebraska
this
ever.
This is the first thing that's weird that has happened in Nebraska in forever.
My friends, I'm really concerned reporting this to you.
Officials tell us that 36-year-old Samuel Perot of Lincoln had transported the skid loader, which was owned by his employer, to the U-stop near 73rd and Pine Lake Road.
All right, that's important. So
okay.
He stole it.
Right.
He took a truck and a trailer and put it on the trailer and drove it to someplace, unloaded it, and then started ramming things.
Wow, so this is very premeditated. Yes. He did not have a cooling off period in that drive there. Wow, okay.
Using a company-owned truck.
Wow, wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, wow.
Then at around 2:30 p.m., authorities say Peyrot was driving recklessly around several parking lots in the area, before police eventually confronted him at the Home Depot nearby.
So what did he do?
Excuse me, what are you doing?
The cops pull up to him in his skid loader.
Right.
And they go, hey,
what's up, fella?
What's up? What does he do?
I suppose he probably says, I was asked to do this. My boss, Joe Blow, who lives at this address, said go around and smash up the car.
He doesn't say anything so much as he just rams the police car as well.
One witness, Zachary Martin, says he was headed to Home Depot to pick up a few things and stopped to watch it all go down.
Is this our friend Zachary?
This is our friend Zachary. He's very happy.
Good time. The only person out there. Mm-hmm.
I seen Dodge.
He'd seen it.
I seen Dodge Ram, front bumper on the bucket, up in the air, and I'm thinking, you know, this dude, he's just, he must have stole something in the Dodge Ram. That's probably the snow removal guys that got yelled at by loss prevention, whatnot, to, hey, stop that truck or something.
He's made up a whole story.
Yeah, I don't know what he's saying.
No, I don't either. I don't think he does either.
I think he's trying to make sense of the fact
of
that
the craziness.
That skid loader thing had a truck up in the air.
At least a bumper.
Right.
Yeah.
According to Martin, that's when he went up to the skid loader to see if the suspect needed any help.
Oh, my God. Are you going to go talk to the crazy dude? He's definitely not knowing what he's doing.
Go talk to the crazy dude.
Well, hi, fella.
Hey, how's it going? You good?
You need any help?
You good? You need some help?
But when the driver opened the door,
he just, Home Depot stole from me. Wham. Okay, buddy.
Martin says he then got out a pocket knife and attempted to cut the hydraulic lines on the skid loader.
What? He's going to take care of it himself. He's a vigilante.
He is.
He's a friendly
Boy Scout.
Yeah.
To put an end to the situation.
Well, that's thoughtful. How about use your phone and call the cops?
That might help, yeah.
Only thing going through my head is someone's got to stop this. Like, there is a Home Depot full of contractors, big burly dudes twice my size. Like, come on now, y'all. Exposed hydraulic lines. Go get a bolt cutter from aisle 5. I shouldn't be the one that's having to do it. You know what? Screw it.
What is going on?
He's doing some stand-up, and it sounds to me like he's being driven quite fast by something that has his heart racing.
Yes, I believe you might be right about that.
I don't know if that might be the case.
You know, sometimes when you get one of those, you start to just kind of like, hold on a second, I'll be right back.
Police say Peyrot hit several vehicles and buildings before eventually ramming into an LPD cruiser.
Was that the sound of him hitting the cop car?
Yes. Pretty great.
Dude.
Peyrot finally gave up after officers drew their firearms and gave him commands to get out of the skid loader.
Yeah.
He was then arrested on suspicion of second-degree assault and criminal mischief.
I like that it's still suspicion of.
They're watching him do it.
I mean, he rammed the cop car.
Maybe he didn't.
And the cop got out and said, I think you may have done that on purpose.
Oh, you know, we might have to let the judge decide
it's
that.
Very possible.
I can get away with a lot more in other states.
We don't know your
motives. They say you get away with a lot here, but apparently in other states. They don't know what's going on. All right, we're going to Nebraska.
I was thinking earlier today when I was writing my book.
Mm-hmm.
I'm writing a book about my time at the other radio station.
I can't wait to read that. I get to see a couple chapters first?
Sure.
Nice. I look forward to that.
And I realized how much I'm typing these days. And I can't tell you the temper tantrum that I threw in high school when I had to learn typing.
You had to take typing class?
Yes.
Why did you have to take typing class?
I don't know.
Hmm.
But I was upset.
Because you're like, why?
Like, because how am I ever going to use type? I didn't know computers would exist. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know
that
stuff.
Yeah, it was like the 1800s. You had that, what were those old typewriters called? Were you on an electric typewriter?
Yeah, it was electric.
Oh, okay. Well, at least
take it easy.
But yeah.
But I was outraged that I had to learn how to do that.
You know, I had typing class only because my school was so tiny. We didn't have any other electives.
Right.
But I remember thinking the same thing.
Right.
I'm never going to use this.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
I got really fast at it.
I'm
insanely fast at typing now. Crazy.
I didn't, but I'm good.
Yeah.
But
who knew?
Who knew we would spend every day typing? you know, emails and work and everything else. It's crazy.
The QWERTY keyboard has come in quite handy.
It is crazy.
That is
so
weird.
The topic is skills you thought you would never learn.
Or need.
Maybe you were upset like I was. Maybe you weren't.
No, I don't need to know this. Why would I need to know this?
I have one other example, and that's driving a stick shift.
Oh, okay.
That's something that my dad taught me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm never going to, why? I'd just get an automatic. Why would I?
Right.
And of course, there comes a time when you're with your friends or whatever.
Somebody needs to
be able to drive it. Yep. You know, I can do that.
Yep.
But you just had no interest at the time because you couldn't foresee a future.
Yep.
Where that would come in handy.
Exactly.
In any way.
Yep.
So skills that you learned that you thought you would never use.
I don't need to know this. You're stupid.
I mean, you don't have to be as dumb as I was, but you certainly didn't think that you would end up using it.
Well, there's got to be other examples where you thought back in the day,
yes,
I'm never going to need it.
Oh, this is so stupid. How can I ever use this? And I actually said the words, and it's very sexist. I actually said the words.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to be a secretary because I was just a dumb high school boy. And
right,
I had
exactly.
no idea what I was talking
That's
about.
The only people that type.
It's so dumb.
And now you're actually writing a book.
Right.
Can you imagine if you're still hunting and pecking?
No, I
to
cannot.
Write your
Although
book?
It's taken me a long time. So
As
maybe that's
is.
An issue. Skills you thought you would never use. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about skills you thought you'd never use.
You know, I was really weird, really bad as a kid. I was really good at ignoring subjects that didn't interest me. Like, I refused to learn stuff in class on a regular basis.
Stuff that you might have used in your future?
Probably would have helped me. I probably would have graduated.
Yeah,
but I was.
Sure.
I could learn stuff that interested me really well.
You could learn a lot of stuff, yeah.
But I could give a...
But if it didn't interest you, you didn't care at all.
That's a stupid kid.
Yeah. I thought they were idiots for making me learn to type.
Because when are you ever going to type in the future?
Makes no sense.
No one uses... Oh, hold on. A keyboard on a... Oh.
KLOS, right. Hello.
I was thinking the same thing with a typewriter. I had a friend. This was back in junior high school. He's like, what elective are you taking? I told him, I'm going to take auto mechanic and all that. So he goes, once you take typing, that's going to be the future.
How did he know that?
How did he know
was
that?
He from, how did he know?
He was a smart kid. He
Damn
used to
it.
Go dressed up pretty nice and everything and suits and stuff like that. But he saw the future and I tell him, you know what, that's for girls, you know. I don't need that.
Wrong.
And you know, it's just like you said earlier, we never would have thought, and you know, we just thought differently. I was more of a partier type too, and that's the way I thought.
Yeah, of course. But,
that's funny.
That'll let you know that part of it.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's amazing that he knew. He could see into the future. Yeah. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Wow. That was cool. Wow.
Okay, 1 year out of high school, I went to a two-year college, and I was one step away from having my bachelor's in that.
Right.
And I could not pass typing.
Really? That was the one thing that held you up?
Yep. And I just said, you know what? I'm probably never going to be able to type. So whatever happens, happens.
So you didn't graduate?
No.
Wow, because of typing. It is because a pain in the ass. It's not easy.
That's
it is very
great.
Hard, especially to get up good numbers. But wow, that's messed up.
That is pretty great.
Yeah.
And by pretty great, I mean awful.
Yeah. Pretty greatly awful.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, and to this day, I don't use typing.
Wow.
I don't know how.
That'll teach it.
I use voice text.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Sure.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for calling. Very interesting.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, guys. Things I had to learn that...
Skills you never thought you'd use.
Yes. Pythagorean's theorem.
Excuse me?
Pythagorean's theorem.
What the hell is that?
You know, the square of each side is equal to the square, so on and so forth.
Oh, you're talking to a consumer math boy here, man.
Yeah.
Anytime you add and so on and so forth into a math equation...
I'm out. So how do you use it, this weird thing?
I had to stripe... a parking lot.
And that came in handy.
Interesting.
Yeah, because it, you know, you had to make the lines, you know, parallel and.
All right. Well, there you go, kids.
So you had to actually figure it out how to do
it
straight.
These damn teachers are telling you the truth.
Sons of bitches. Yeah, of course. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks for calling. That's crazy. 818-955-KLOS.
Skills you thought you would never use. Talking about skills that you thought you would never need. You have one?
Yeah. So my mom, when I was young, taught me to use a old school, not a calculator, but...
abacus?
No, not an abacus. It's an adding machine.
Right. Gotcha. I loved those things.
Okay.
You know, when I was young, I just thought this was so stupid. It's
right.
So weird and
right.
Old school. And now I work in a diner where we use an adding machine every day, and
wow.
I have a hard time using a regular calculator now.
Wow.
But, yeah, I feel like this whole segment is all like old people because
we're
dating ourselves,
yeah.
Saying all this stuff.
That's very
you know,
true.
Like an adding machine. I also learned how to drive a stick, like you guys were saying. Never thought I'd do that. I drove a stick for 15 years.
And
so.
What about a rotary telephone? You know how to use one of those.
I do know how to use one. I haven't used one in a while.
It's been a minute. When you saw that adding machine in there, you must have been like, I got this, no problem.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh, I know how to do this. And I thought my mom was ridiculous for teaching me, but it came in the handy.
There you go. Well, that's perfect.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you
appreciate
very much
it.
For telephoning the old folk show.
Exactly.
Take care.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey,
I've got a two-parter.
All right.
You were talking about those killer clowns of downtown Boston.
Yep.
New city beautification project.
The art project. It's beautiful.
Art
clown
project.
Heads.
Well, you know, the one that's on the top looks a lot like me while I'm on the toilet.
Well, that is not
that's
what we want to hear.
Interesting.
And that leads me to what I should have learned before.
Uh-huh. Right.
I don't know how to cook. I mean, to make things taste good. I thought I'd be, you know, getting married, have a wife, and, you know, she liked to cook.
But you look like a clown on a toilet, so.
Exactly. I'm 55, single, and starving.
All I can tell you, I can say one thing. I have a friend who started cooking on his own, and at first it was pretty bland and awful. But, like, you know, he still invites us over every once in a while, and it's gotten good. You just keep trying. You just keep, like, throwing in more stuff.
What's happening right now? Are you giving cooking advice
to a guy?
I am.
You know, the cooking show, yes.
I just made a little mini pizza with toast, spaghetti sauce, and cheese. That's about all I can do.
That's not horrible.
That's pretty
a start.
Strong. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds pretty good to me.
Don't hate
better
it.
Better than what I would do. Right on, man. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Skills that you thought you would never use.
Speaking of Santana, do you speak Spanish at all, Kevin?
No.
You know, in school...
Muy poquito.
Yeah, I don't even speak that much. In school, you know, they offered, you know, language classes, obviously, and I should have learned Spanish.
Yeah,
I feel really lazy that I didn't.
There was a guy that just called us a minute ago that said that he has lived here his whole life and he never thought he would use it.
No, he never. Yeah, but then he found out that he kind of had picked it up by osmosis over the years. He got him back in an Uber and the guy barely spoke English and he said he himself was wasted.
And I said, you've lived here your whole life and you didn't think you would use it?
But he did. He actually used it pretty well, gave the address and everything where it needed to go in Spanish.
That so is true.
I don't think it's going to work that way for me, actually.
Same.
Give me five.
Was just saying that damn song right there gets totally stuck in her head.
Yep.
Like 2 a.m. going to the bathroom. Give me five songs and back in the title. I should warn you, we do have Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back in here.
We also have a request on Twitter for that.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Oh dear. 818-955-KLOS. Songs with back in the title.
Yo.
Hey.
KLOS, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Give me five songs with back in the title.
Yeah, how about Back in the Saddle by Aerosmith?
Ba-na, 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 ba-na. Great start to a song. I love that.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good one. Party on.
Give unto me five.
Songs with back in the title. Brian in San Pedro wants to hear Backwater.
Oh, Meat Puppets! Hell yeah! When it started, I'm like, I know that song. What is that song? Good one, Brian. Happy to do it.
It's going to be five songs with back in the title. What do you want to hear?
AC/DC, Back in Black.
Back in Black.
Are you singing that?
Yeah.
Isn't it beautiful? Wow.
Isn't it nice?
That is lovely.
Who are you?
Well, this is Scott.
Scott. Well, U2USC also asked for it, so I guess Baby Got Back is out the window. No Sir Mix-a-Lot.
That's too bad.
You sure you don't want to hear Sir Mix-a-Lot? Scott?
Well, you know, I don't hear that very often, so...
No? So no?
Don't come around to it. No?
No.
We're not looking for growth here on your part.
It's cold in here, man. You turn the heat up, it's freaking cold. I'm frozen. Frozen solid.
You need a dollar?
I need it. Yeah.
I need a dollar.
Yeah.
Dollar, that's what I need.
Hey, I'll set the damn thing on fire and warm myself up with it.
The 10 coldest cities in the United States.
Mm.
And here's how they determine it. The minimum average temperature.
Well, that's a fair way of determining it.
The lowest minimum average temperature.
I guess I'm going to guess Los Angeles is not on that list. Although it feels like it. I go out.
That sort of sounds like a guess.
No.
All right.
I go out bundled up like a Eskimo all the time lately. It's pathetic.
I'm going to give you six guesses to get three right because this is very hard.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh, yeah, really?
Very difficult.
We're talking deep.
Yep. Deep cuts.
Deep cuts.
most of them very small.
Oh, really?
Cities. I'll give you that hint.
All right. Well, I was thinking Alaska, but you know what? I was thinking, actually, a place you've been, I believe. You've been to Nome, Alaska, right?
I have been there, yes.
Is that on the list?
It is not.
It gets mighty cold up yonder.
It sure does.
Dang it. Not on the list. Well, you said small. Medicine Hat. Seems like I always hear a place called Medicine Hat being very...
Oh. I don't know what that is. Is
what
that
American
even a city?
Sure, why not? One American dollar, it's just one of my favorite names for a town ever.
Right. That's the contest.
One American dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. If you spend one American dollar at Yamava where it's not cold, maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com.
10 coldest cities in the U.S.
Butte, Montana.
Butte,
I know Montana gets mighty cold, but Montana, if you want to pronounce it properly.
It's three.
Damn it!
You still got three more.
Is Donner Pass a city? Isn't there a town there in Donner Pass?
Is that a guess?
Yeah. I'm going to say Donner, because that's, you know, where folk eat folk because it's so cold.
No, it is not.
Damn it.
No, you can't get it. No.
As soon as you get up there, you start eating people.
The 10 coldest cities in the United States.
The places to avoid at all costs.
Number 10, Huron, South Dakota.
Never heard of it.
Their minimum average temperature is 6.6 degrees.
Oh.
And that's number 10.
That's number 10.
Yep.
Holy cow.
Number 9, Marquette, Michigan.
Never heard of it.
Minimum average temperature, 5.2 degrees.
Ooh.
Number 8, Bismarck, North Dakota.
Oh, that I've heard of.
That you've heard
of. Okay,
yeah. Minimum average temperature, 2.2 degrees.
That is your minimum. That's your, what?
Minimum average.
Why are you there?
St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Minnesota. Oh, yeah.
Minimum average temperature of 1.8 degrees.
Oh, man.
Duluth, Minnesota.
Okay.
Minimum average temperature, 1.5 degrees.
Oh, man.
Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Aberdeen. Hey, that's Mr. Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Minimum average temperature, 1.5 degrees.
Nope.
Fargo, North Dakota.
That's where people chop up people into wood chips.
They have a minimum average temperature of 0.1.
Ooh, man.
0.1 degree.
1.
Yes.
Degree.
Yep. Wilston, North Dakota.
Nope.
Is a tie with 0.1 degree. Number 2 is Grand Forks, North Dakota, and they have a minimum average temperature of -3.1.
That's awful.
And the one that you should, I thought you would guess, is Fairbanks, Alaska.
Oh, because I lived there for a summer. It was
-16.9 degrees. That's the minimum average.
I was there in the summer, and it was beautiful.
That's not the game.
Nope. But I didn't think it would be that cold. I thought Nome would be colder.
Yeah, well, it's not on the list.
So. Yeah.
Listen, it's science.
Wait, is that number one?
You get nothing. Yeah.
Fairbanks number
Alaska.
One, and I even lived there, and I didn't get it.
-16.9.
Suck!
Yes, you do.
What's my phone number?
Life is complicated, right?
Yes.
Seems like it's very difficult.
Sounds like a song lyric.
Japanese man has 4 wives, 3 children, and no job. Japanese media recently reported on the controversial story of a 35-year-old Japanese man who has 4 wives and 3 small children.
Wow.
and hasn't worked in over a decade.
And 10 years. Well, he's been busy, you know?
Yeah, well,
getting
true.
Married, making some babies.
There was a TV report done on him, and so everybody's like, hey, what's happening? Because, you know, polygamy is illegal in Japan.
Yep.
So they are all basically known as common law relations.
Okay, so what? The first one's probably real, and then the other three are...
Three of the four live in the house with him.
Oh, get out of here.
And they all get along.
Really?
Isn't that great?
He must be the most wonderful man in the world. Right? They don't even care that he doesn't bring in any bacon.
Correct.
That's crazy.
He counts on them for money.
Really?
And he just stays at home.
Oh, well, how's he got this going?
I don't know.
We need to get him on the show. He's got some advice for everybody.
Here's what he says, and I don't know that I would say this about women.
Right.
I simply love women, so before I knew it, I found myself in this situation. You know, like you do with four wives.
Wow.
What did Abby told the TV station, quote, dog lovers will sympathize. If you raise one puppy, don't you want to raise another?
Wow.
I like women and love them all equally.
Huh. That's interesting.
Yeah.
And they buy in. That's what's crazy. They not only... I mean, I expected, of course, they were all over town. I didn't think they were
living together because they get along so well.
What?
Yeah.
What?
His first wife is, 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
His second and third are 24 and 22, respectively.
Okay.
So he's 35 and they're in their early 20s.
Yeah.
He has a 2-year-old and a 1-year-old baby with his first wife.
And the other one's
a 5-month-old with another one.
And how old is the fourth wife? 47?
Doesn't say, but she's not having anything to do with him.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts?
Well, I
living in a house with three wives and three kids.
And they get along. That makes no sense to me.
No, of course not.
That's amazing.
Because that's a complete lie.
We got to call him tomorrow.
Yes. Okay. Time for what we learned. I found out how to open the gate to the building when it's closed.
Yeah, this is a holiday, and we got to come in anyway, and they tried
and
to...
And we love it!
Yeah, they tried to make it as hard as possible to get in the building.
There are random clown heads in downtown Boston. It's a... Beautify downtown project.
Art installation for everyone to enjoy.
I don't know how they chose clown heads, but...
You know, good thing you're not terrified of clowns or anything.
And Sluggo lost $1 American.
I did not.
By not guessing the cities with the lowest temperatures
in
America.
Yes, I did. You misheard me on a bunch of them. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
I remember when Offspring was a brand new band.
Same.
Dexter and Noodles and the Boys. Jed and I were actually really big fans of them. We're trying to get a couple extra songs on. We were playing one. And they were like, I don't know, maybe. Finally got around to it, of course. And I can't believe that was 30 years ago.
Yeah, that's insane.
That's unbelievable.
That is insane.
Offspring is celebrating their 30th anniversary of Smash. We got a pair of tickets for you to see them. The tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. It's a show happening June 1st at Honda Center. But we're going to play something from Offspring between when?
Between 5 and 6.
Be caller 25 when we do, and we will send you to that show. Sometime between 5 and 6, we're going to play something from the Offspring. When we do, if you grab your phone and be caller 25, we can send you to help them celebrate the 30th anniversary of Smash. It's going to be happening at the Honda Center on June 1st. Tickets are on sale right now at Ticketmaster.com. But be listening for us to play something from the Offspring. Offspring and be caller 25. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
Hi, my name's Cody.
Cody, you're caller 25.
All right, dude.
You heard Dexter Noodles and the Offspring, and you grabbed the phone, and you're caller 25.
That is awesome. I can't wait.
You got two tickets to see the Offspring on their 30th anniversary of Smash. It's June 1st at Honda Center.
Perfect. I'll be there.
George Harrison released My Sweet Lord, which Star-Lord knows all about, in the UK on this day in rock in 1971. Don McLean's American Pie on 7-inch vinyl, the 45, which you had to flip over to hear part two of, hit number one on the U.S. singles charts and stayed there for 4 weeks on this day in rock, 1972. Rudely bumping Stevie Wonder's Songs in the Key of Life, Hotel California, the Eagles album, hit number one on this day in rock in 1977.